Senators Mike Fasano and Charlie Dean, both Republicans, and Representatives Mark Pafford and Michelle Raywinkel-Vasalinda, both Democrats, say a law that lets utilities charge customers for nuclear plants before construction is unclear and therefore unconstitutional. Fasano says if a utility wants to build a nuclear plant, it should be paid for by money from the company's stockholders, not its customers.
Don't get it from customers that many of them, probably most of them, will never see the benefits of nuclear power plants.
Advanced cost recovery opponents say the reason utilities are depending on customers is because they can't get funding elsewhere. And now the estimated cost for plants like One Progress Energy Florida says it's planning to build in Levy County keeps increasing. Meanwhile, the date for completion of the project keeps getting pushed back. That leaves some, like Mike Fasano, to think the plants might never actually be built.
It is my belief that One Progress Energy has refunded itself the money that they have put out, which will be over $1 billion, once they have gotten those dollars back from the customers, as far as the cost recovery is concerned, they will then announce that they have no intentions of building a nuclear power plant.
If they are eventually built, Fasano says it's likely some of the people paying for the plants now won't be around to reap the benefits of projected lower energy costs. But Progress officials maintain the company is moving forward with plans and is working to get the proper licenses needed to start construction on a nuclear plant. Fasano actually voted for the nuclear cost recovery measure back in 2006. The proposal was part of a larger energy bill, and now Fasano says he regrets that vote. Senator Charlie Dean says he does too, saying he didn't even realize the measure was part of the larger legislation.
It was a huge energy package, and it was sold to us as this is an all-encompassing energy package, and I'm not saying there weren't a lot of good issues in the bill. But in the fine print, not one time did anyone ever, in my recollection, have any discussion about advance recovery assessment charges against customers.
Some say it should be up to the Public Service Commission, the state's utility regulators, to stop letting utilities collect money for the plants when the expected cost goes up. But the current law says utilities are allowed to collect the money as long as they keep insisting they're going to build a nuclear plant. And commission members say, in a way, that leaves them with their hands tied. Representative Michelle Raywinkel-Vasalinda says that's one of the main points the lawsuit is contesting. She says the state statute gives an unconstitutional delegation of legislative power to the Public Service Commission.
That statute that we're talking about, the same statute, mandates that there is a promotion of nuclear power, but then there is no limit on that promotion.
Raywinkel-Vasalinda says at a minimum, there should be limits and guidelines for the commission to use when allowing utilities to collect money for nuclear plants. But what she'd really like to see is an end to advanced nuclear cost recovery. She and Senator Fasano both filed legislation this past session to repeal the law, but it got little traction. Now Raywinkel-Vasalinda says she's hoping the courts can do it.
Frankly, the price of the power plants has gone up and up and up, where at one point it was $6 billion. Now it's $22 billion. There's nothing in the statute that says stop. There's nothing in the statute that says when this thing could be built. We just feel that this is just really a ridiculous statute in how it's been implemented.
Progress officials have said without the nuclear cost recovery program, the company wouldn't be able to move ahead with plans to build a nuclear power plant in the state, meaning a ruling in the lawmakers' favor could mean the end of the Levy County nuclear plant. For WFSU-FM, I'm Regan McCarthy.